Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of. Like $0 copays on preventive dental care.
Wow.
Plus the nation's largest Medicare dental network.
Wow.
It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Benefits vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply. Network size varies by market.
Wow.
Today is November 25th, Shopping Reminder Day. It's the day to be reminded that Christmas is coming and to start shopping. Just in case you didn't get that in every store, every television ad, every radio ad, every newspaper ad, every billboard, every website, and on the side of every bus. Happy Shopping Reminder Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today taking to Twitter to announce he's using his executive clemency powers to grant a full pardon to his first national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
Flynn pleaded guilty in late 2017 to lying to the FBI about meeting with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., but later disavowed his plea and tried to get the case thrown out. In the spring, the Justice Department abandoned the case.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. An investigation is underway into a coronavirus outbreak at a LaSalle, Illinois veterans home that's left 27 veterans dead and nearly 200 residents and staff infected.
The facility had largely been unaffected by the pandemic until late last month when a staff member and resident tested positive for the virus. Since the beginning of November, two-thirds of the residents and staff have tested positive.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
See what they did there? They said the DOJ dropped, stopped pursuing the case, but the jerk-off judge did not. Emmett Sullivan. Why didn't you put that in there, Fox? You wonder why you're losing half your audience? There you go. You suck. Hey, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, I'm going to eat potatoes that are sweet. Delicious food covered in marshmallows. Yummy and tasty. And when dinner is through, there'll be nothing in the bowl.
We learned the difference between yams, which is a root vegetable with a bitter taste and a skin like tree bark, and a real nice fat sweet potato, which are on sale at Food Outlet, and they're big. All right. Line two is ringing. Sam is on line one.
Hey, Greg. I just want to say good afternoon. And all I say is Thanksgiving. I've said it before. I tune in to listen to your show because I like your opinion. And thanks for coming to work, man.
What was it you said about yesterday's show in the morning?
Oh, Gregory, I said it was like yesterday morning was it was about as cheerful as a funeral procession.
I thought about it. I'm trying to figure out yesterday morning's show. What was so uncheerful about it? What was missing?
Listen, I will get back to you. I will actually put some time on that. But there was a rhythm or a chant, there was something that it was hard to define, but I'll do it. I'll owe you that.
It's okay. I like to know when one of our most dedicated listeners says we sounded a certain way.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to listen. I want to find out because, you know, we're awfully close to it. We need somebody to tell us sometimes.
I pressed your yesterday, so okay.
Yesterday afternoon, I sounded like a funeral procession. because I felt
no,
that.
No, 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 no. Yes, it, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was rough, but that's okay. I was working on the house, and I enjoyed it. And that's all I got. Like I said, it, other than that, I'm just down here. I decided it's fun. Come out in a rainstorm. Mm-hmm. Hit the local Walmart. I'm risking my life out on the highway. But I did get some Christmas lights up yesterday, and that I swear that improved everybody's mood. Those 69 on a speeder outside the house. You know what I'm saying, yeah, right?
Sure.
Yeah, man. It makes a difference.
It does. Little thing. It absolutely does.
Yeah, that's like that little bit of news today. A little bit of good news trying to seep out.
Right.
Yeah, it just you don't even want to believe. It's like, really? No. That's all I got, man. Thank you very much. And happy Thanksgiving.
All right, same to you, Sam. Thank you. Rick.
Hey, Greg. This is kind of an airworthy call, but Rosie's a little too efficient. You had mentioned earlier that you had a pie for sale. Is it still available and available for pickup?
Yes.
Awesome. I'd love to come grab that. I get back on hold and make arrangements for that if possible.
Hang on one second. I got a... I did reply to somebody that sent an inquiry, and I want to make sure. They may not have gotten back to me. Please be patient. I will be with you in a moment. Yeah, all right, you've got it, because Lindsay did not get back to me. So what time will you be here?
Well, it's amazing. I just pulled into the parking lot now.
Our station parking lot?
I'm not proud, yes.
Oh, great. Pull around to the back where you see that beautiful Jack Ingram Nissan Rogue. Okay. Because we got our first break coming up here in the hour, and I'll come down to meet you in a couple of minutes.
You're awesome, Greg. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to
you. Thank you on behalf of my stepson, too. Wow. Awesome.
Yay.
All right. That was Rick I just talked to, right?
Yes.
I don't know why I put him on hold. I'll be heading down there in a moment. Yeah, I didn't really know much about the arborvitae tree. I didn't even know how to pronounce it until Rosie fixed me on that. That Fitzpatrick Greenhouse is now selling at $50 a piece, and they're all 5 feet tall. But I had no idea how awesome they looked until I was going on my bike ride through Bellwood West. And, wow, there's somebody that has used them in several points in their property. They keep them trimmed. But they grow and they stay, they maintain a perfect symmetrical shape. And a couple of those at your front door or strategically placed. I saw one at the curb, one on each side of this house. There's probably others. It's like you don't notice something until you're made aware of it. And now I'm seeing these. But got to get out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses and check them out. It's a nice cathartic drive out east on Highway 110. Do some Black Friday shopping. Or Saturday. They're open Friday and Saturday from 8 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. And they sell all the fall plants that thrive as well. Pansies, snapdragons, and others. So you can still add color and things that are growing through the cooler weather from Fitzpatrick Greenhouse's Cash Check business. Go east on 110 past mile marker 22, and you'll see it on your left. Go past Macon Academy, and you'll see them on your left. Fitzpatrick Greenhouse's. And please tell Clay Forer and the staff. And by the way, they'll give you all the advice you need on how to make things thrive when you stop by. Because their plants are well-grown, very healthy, and they last. It is 9 minutes after 4. Time to hit the traffic dungeon. We'll see if the weather has had an impact early on this afternoon's rush.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We've got several accidents to tell you about. Let's start in Prattville. East Main Street at Moncrief. We had a car take on a telephone pole. Telephone pole one, hands down. Use caution there. Eastern Boulevard, right in front of Capital Hyundai. We've got a minor accident there. Also, East South Boulevard, if you're headed towards Narrow Lane Road, should be right in front of you at the Southern Rehab Center. Also, Highway 80, if you're coming into Montgomery, just as you pass the entrance to the Montgomery Airport, we have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. It is raining. Buckle up. Slow down. A lot of cars on the road. A lot of congestion on the boulevard around the city and I-65 and 85. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place Shopping Center. Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michaels, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
We have so much to be thankful for this year. Most of all, you. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The city of Montgomery has settled a lawsuit filed on behalf of panhandlers. As part of a deal, the city has agreed to put a stop to arresting or ticketing people who panhandle. The SPLC and ACLU of Alabama and an organization that represents the homeless filed the lawsuit against the city of Montgomery, Montgomery County, and the state of Alabama back in February. Alabama head football coach Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19 and will not coach in this weekend's Iron Bowl against the Auburn Tigers. In a statement, university health officials say that he has very mild symptoms. They say that Saban will follow all guidelines and isolate at home. Earlier in the season, Saban had a false positive test, but officials do not believe that it's the case this time. A missing teen from Jackson's Gap is found safe. Officials say the 17-year-old Vivian Tilley was last seen leaving her home in Jackson's Gap around 6 o'clock last night. Again, Vivian Tilley has been found safe. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we've worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586 368, Equal Housing Lender.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. That's right. Every single item in the store has a special blowout price. It's an absurd price. You can put it on a layaway, pick it up Christmas Eve, 10% down. That's it. And blowout items. Diamond studs, $99. Pearl studs, $29. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Plenty more blowout specials. Don't miss us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peptree shops. We're open at 7 p.m. during the sale every day now through Black Friday, except we're closed for Turkey Day. Thank you. Come see us.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Very active weather pattern for the next several days. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some of which could be on the strong side. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. Overnight low tonight, 63. On Thanksgiving, we'll make it into the mid-70s. There's a chance of some leftover showers, at least through the middle part of the day, a small chance. Then more scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving on Friday. A better chance Friday evening, Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event with that weekend storm system arrives Sunday. Possible severe weather by, let's say, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Yeah, but a lot of people agree with me. It's just the way it is.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thanksgiving at home. There's Aunt Ruthie with her old lady smell, welcoming everyone who walks in the door by kissing them on both sides of the cheek.
Come in.
And here's Grandpa Johnny pouring an extra shot of bourbon in his eggnog. Get ready for more stories of how much harder he had it when he was a kid.
My school was made out of cardboard.
Uh-oh. Grandma's teeth fell out in mid-sentence and landed in the cranberry sauce. And there's Dad trying out the new electric knife on the turkey.
Oh! I think I lost the tip.
Oops. Looks like he needs to go to the emergency room to get that finger reattached.
I'm getting lightheaded.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I haven't done this since Election Day. I haven't been in the mood, but we're roll calling. Why?
I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas, and we're all in misery.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Do it again. I like it. You
gotta have some. Oh, my God. I'll have what she's having.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
Oh, mama.
You gotta have some. If you want to be with me.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
I dropped my hot pocket.
Go back to ISIS.
You're better than television.
I'm not trying to be your
meathead. You are a meathead.
Loan me $50.
It's too cold for me.
Who's your dad?
I'm not trying to be your highest.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Let's get nuts!
It's too low to see.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're brilliant.
And I'm not stuffing.
Is that your tongue?
Believe you me.
It's unbelievable.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You dumb bastard. I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
I'm glad you're listening right now, because let's do the contest. It's the Almost Dr. Baumhauer Daily Double Doctor of the Day. I need that doctor's name in the form of a question at 272-9228. 272-9228. I'll be waiting for you at the end of the song.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Why is that?
Touch yourself.
Nothing from nothing.
You're so naughty.
You gotta have
bad.
If you wanna be with me.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
All right.
Gotta bring me something down.
Time to redeem the Almost Dr. Baumhauer Wing Finger. Dr. B, Daily Double Doctor of the Day. Now, remember, when I answer the phone, I need the answer in the form of a question, because we're also paying tribute to Alex Trebek. Can we jam anything else into this contest? Probably not. That's the way it is. Caller one, thanks for trying. Caller two, caller three, and caller four. I'm beginning to feel very alone here. It's caller five, getting closer. Caller six, you just missed. And with whom am I speaking?
This is Dee.
Hi, Dee. Is it, you think?
Is it our Dee?
Different Dee. I don't call Dee much.
Oh, okay, great. No, glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
We thought maybe a miracle was in the making here.
Yeah.
Can you give me the name of today's Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B. Berger, Daily Double Doctor of the Day in the form of a question?
Who is Hippocrates?
Yes.
Yeah. We went old school today, and I would have accepted
him. Very.
Hippocrates, if that's what somebody said. We gave people a double option on this one. So you have won Dr. B Burgers, sides, and beverages for two at Wing Fingers downtown in the RSA building. I'll put you on hold, give Rosie your information, and congratulations and thanks for listening.
Okay, thanks. Great.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see what the deal is on these Wednesdays. I Thanksgiving, I remember, my first year here, I worked my Wednesday afternoon show, and after that show, left for Florida. Almost got killed on the way down because I was literally falling asleep at the wheel. There was no room at the inn for Greg Budell. So I just had to slug through it with ice water and coffee and more coffee.
What is it?
And this is about a month after Hurricane Wilma had come through South Florida. And I was arriving as daybreak was going on. And I will never forget the damage that was still, stop signs that were bent in the direction of the wind. We're not talking about flimsy poles. They weren't bent because the underground support carriage gave way. They were bent because the wind bent the pole holding up the sign. I saw that all over.
And do you have any?
I've never seen, I went through Andrew and there was a lot of damage, but you couldn't really tell which way the wind was blowing in most instances because it came through and then it came back around from the other direction. So you had to go in both ways. But Wilma, That thing just went one direction from southwest to northeast. And even months later when we flew down to see, it was for the Super Bowl, weekend. And there were still thousands of roofs with blue tarps all those months later. Yet the Hurricane Center insisted for years that it was a Category 1 storm. And there's no way that's true. What I think they were reluctant to admit is that they misjudged that storm. They had it was a 5, like overnight, right off the Yucatan Peninsula, and they knew it was going to make a beeline for South Florida. But they said it would only make landfall as a 1, and there's just no way that that storm is a Cat 1 hurricane. I have sent a missive out to Jacqueline to join us. Mm. 4:23. I got to take a very brief break, and then we'll be right back. By the way, if you have a request this afternoon, call it 272-9228. And don't forget, we have our homecoming night, Thanksgiving weekend homecoming night at Baumhauer's right after the show, which is about an hour and 37 shopping minutes from now.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a 4-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chilling with my kin, can't eat yams, ain't my thing. Baby, baby, no turkey, cause I'm a vegan. I'm not cranberry-in, I don't want no stuff in. Baby, baby, all I want this year for Thanksgiving is piled on my plate, mashed potato style. Hey, 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 hey. Pass the gravy.
Style. 4:25, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, with Marianne from Gilligan's Island on the phone. Hi.
Hey, Greg.
Has anybody told you you look good today? All right. No. I'm trying to act like Seth Spotlow.
Okay.
I saw you on the morning show. I saw you on Channel 8 this morning. You look good today, son.
Well, thank you. I'm
but
very
then
flattered.
You've always, no, you've always been handsome.
But, okay. I, there's a big but here, and it ain't mine.
Yes, there is, and it's mine. Okay, are we going to pretend this is Friday afternoon? I got a special request, and it's
yes.
really the opposite of Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes, we will be here. I'll be here Friday morning with Rosie, and I think Eddie and Seth are going to be here.
On Friday morning?
Yeah, we will not be here Friday afternoon.
Yeah, but my husband is on dialysis 3 days a week, and he's got to go Friday, so I'll be up. Okay.
Call us.
He did it to himself as I'm kicking his rear end in the meantime. Okay, this is Thanksgiving holiday, and everybody's going to be eating a lot of food, and I'm being told I have to eat, okay, because his diet is so restricted, being on dialysis and type 2 diabetic. He is strictly no potassium, no salt, and low phosphorus, and no sodium, okay? We got stuff to eat, though. Don't think we don't, Greg. Remember, I'm the one that told you you're better than television. Okay.
Wow. I've heard that somewhere
yes,
else
Yes, and I've
before.
Seen you at Food Outlet television. In Eastbrook.
And
I've seen you. I've hugged your neck.
You're one of the
mask off.
You're one of the few listeners that has her own hotkeys.
You're better than television.
That's you.
You really are. You really are. So I'm going to try to lighten this up a little bit because of what I went through yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. Will you play the colorectal surgeon in honor of the doctor and nurses anesthesiologists yesterday that have been working? They're heroes, too.
Yes, of course
and
they are.
And I was singing it from Monday morning on. I got it done.
I will have that scheduled to come out of this next break.
I love you.
Thank
please,
you.
You, Rosie, everybody, please have a safe holiday. Eat everything you want, okay?
Okay, Marianne.
And I love you, Greg. And I love you too, Rosie, because guess what? You're an angel and you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Near her.
All right.
Just kidding, of course.
Okay. Be careful.
Will
I love you, boo.
Thank you
Bye.
So much. All right, I wanted to play this. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm not jumping on any bandwagons here. I'm not saying, hey, we're going to get this thing turned around. There's so much that has yet to happen, and it's never going to happen at a pace that's suitable to us. We all know this election was stolen, that it was rigged, and it's starting to come out. In Pennsylvania today, they had a hearing. The legislature there, I don't understand Pennsylvania. The legislature is Republican. The governor is a Democrat dick. Pardon my French, but he is. Wear a mask and don't go anywhere and then pay, don't look at me because I'm important. What you're going to listen for here, and I got this from Karen Cronin, the crowd gasps after finding out a mysterious spike of votes in Pennsylvania had 600,000 votes for Biden and only 3,200 for Trump. So I'm going to play this clip. That's what's in it. I want to see if it sounds as dramatic as it reads.
So at the very beginning of the chart where there's a circle that says on election day, what that indicates is there is a spike in loaded votes, 337,000 plus or minus of some votes that were added in there in one big batch. So that was an anomaly in the reporting. Normally you would expect to see a smooth curve going up, not any big spikes. That's kind of what Greg was talking about, the anomalies of loading and uploading those votes. So that big spike that occurs there is a prime indicator of fraudulent voting.
And that's 604,000 votes in 90 minutes, is that right?
Correct. This is 337 votes, 337,000 votes in that
in that period of time.
Yes.
And when you look at this entire curve with all these spikes, Can you calculate how much of a vote that accounted for Biden and how much for Trump?
Close to 600,000. I think our figures were about 570,000-some-odd that all those spikes represent over time.
For Biden?
Correct.
And how much for Trump?
I think it was a little over 3,200.
You know, if they want us to move on, they're going to have to provide answers to situations like that. It's Pennsylvania. Trump drew enormous crowds everywhere he went there, and he laid it online. He was very honest with them. They're going to cut fracking. They're going to take your jobs, your livelihoods away. They don't care because their ideology has nothing to do with God. It's that's what they worship. They have no spirit, no soul. So they don't give a damn if you're out of work. We'll come up with a program for you. Don't worry. Learn to code. Remember that obnoxious SOB that used to be president?
Oh, job. Learn to code.
Be nice if you could learn to code in Gitmo. Stick his ass there for a few years. God, I despise that man. And I should, because he despises America and shown it so many different ways. All right, it's 4:31. We have the colorectal surgeon's song coming up as requested by Marianne. But look at it this way. If that seems, somebody's got to do that job. You think about it. At what moment in a colorectal surgeon's life do they come to terms with, this is what I want to do? You know, it's one thing to, you know, tell your mom and dad, hey, mom and dad, I'm going to be a doctor.
Yeah,
I'm going to go to medical school and become a doctor. And they're so proud and excited. And it's another thing to go, mom and dad, I'm going to be an ass doctor. Somebody's got to do it. We need them. The hemorrhoid pandemic is out of control. God's going to punish me for this segment. I just know it. 4:32, we have some wickedly cold weather headed our way to start out the week, and Rich remains very concerned about the possibility for severe weather with this thing that's coming in over the weekend. So if you do not have a company that you have a connection to, or in the case of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, a membership, so that if your heat fails in that incredible cold that's coming, it's going to be make all our cold mornings prior to this seem like a day at the beach by comparison. Clark's Club members know they can call 277-2125 and help is on the way. And any repairs that need to be made are done at a discount on parts and labor. That's what $159 gets you. And you'll get that money back. Assuming that your system, when they come out, they tune it up twice a year before each seasonal change. If there's no major repair needed for your system, you'll get every dollar of that back and then some on reduced energy costs, because the last thing they check is to make sure that that unit is running efficiently and not driving up your electric bills. And when you see a spike like I did from August, September, I called them up and they came out right away. They were going to do our fall tune-up, but I said, please take a look. This just isn't right. Sure enough, there was a wire that came loose that caused our system to run inefficiently, and our bill went from $350 to $200 in 1 month. Not because the weather got all that much cooler, because the system wasn't working as hard. So that's what I mean. Cost of a membership saved in 1 month's billing cycle right there. 277-2125. Visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004 at 434.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Here are the accidents that we have working at this time, and we're hoping some of these are almost cleared up. But use caution in these areas. Highway 80 just past the Montgomery Airport. As you're heading into Montgomery, we had an accident there. That one should be out of the way. As well as East Boulevard in front of the Hyundai dealership, and also East South Boulevard. If you're headed up to Darrow Lane with the South Haven Rehab Center on your right, that accident should also be out of the way, but use caution. They are still marked as active accidents right now. Also, make sure that you watch out on Highway 82 at Doster Road. We just had an accident up there in Prattville. Buckle up, drive carefully. A lot of cars on the road everywhere. A very busy boulevard and I-65 and 85 this afternoon. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Your pet is part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them safe in designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell James.
Brubaker Motors has been in the car business for over 80 years. We want to thank our customers for making that possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Askew with Alabama News Network. Alabama head football coach Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19 and will not coach in this weekend's Iron Bowl against the Auburn Tigers. In a statement, university health officials say that he has very mild symptoms. They say that Saban will follow all guidelines and isolate at home. Earlier in the season, Saban had a false positive test, but officials do not believe that it's the case this time. A missing teen from Jackson's Gap is found safe. Officials say the 17-year-old Vivian Tilley was last seen leaving her home in Jackson's Gap around 6 o'clock last night. Again, Vivian Tilley has been found safe. The city of Montgomery has settled a lawsuit filed on behalf of panhandlers. As part of a deal, the city has agreed to put a stop to arresting or ticketing people who panhandle. The SPLC and ACLU of Alabama and an organization that represents the homeless filed the lawsuit against the city of Montgomery, Montgomery County, and the state of Alabama back in February. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Very active weather pattern for the next several days. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some of which could be on the strong side. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. Overnight low tonight, 63. On Thanksgiving, we'll make it into the mid-70s. There's a chance of some leftover showers at least through the middle part of the day, a small chance. Then more scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving on Friday. A better chance Friday evening, Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event with that weekend storm system arrives Sunday. Possible severe weather by, let's say, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We have so much to be thankful for this year. Most of all, you. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at brubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine. Colorectal surgeon, it's a calling few would
crave. Lift up your hands and join us. Let's all do the finger wave. When it comes to spreading joy, there are many techniques. Some spread joy to the world and others just spread cheeks. Some may think the cardiologist is their best friend. But the colorectal surgeon knows he'll get you in the end. Why be a colorectal surgeon? It's one of those mysterious things. Is it because in that profession there are always openings? I first met a colorectal surgeon, he did not quite understand. I said, hey, it's nice to meet you, but do you mind if we don't shake hands? He sailed right through medical school because he was a whiz. Oh, but he never thought of psychology, though he read passages. A doctor he wanted to be, for golf he loved to play. This is not quite what he meant by 18 holes a day. Praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Number one.
Cooking turkey for Thanksgiving Day, it's the only bird I desire. Bought a 25 pounder at the grocery store, gonna roast it on the open fire. Got a million different things that I gotta prepare. Sweet potato pie, we got dressing to spare. Probably have to buy bigger underwear. Eating lots of turkey, eating lots of turkey. What a table we are gonna set on this wonderful Thanksgiving Day. I'll be loosening up my big old belt, cause you know I'll be packing it away. Hey, 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 brown that gravy, we got taters to peel. Coconut cake gonna top off the meal. If I look bloated, baby, that's how I feel. Eating lots of turkey, eating lots of turkey. Turkey leftovers we got, turkey sandwich we got, turkey salad we got, turkey hot and turkey cold. Turkey for breakfast we got, turkey pancakes and some turkey omelets we got, turkey for lunch, turkey soup and casserole. My whole family's coming over too, mama's bringing homemade apple pie. What we can't fit in the oven to bake, we'll just toss in the skillet and fry. One more helping, I'm taking a chance. Just be standing by with an ambulance. Better call the tailor to let out my pants. Eating lots of turkey, eating lots of turkey.
For a long time, and brought it out, brought it back this year, and we've had a lot of requests for it.
Yeah.
If you want your own personal MP3 to play for your friends and family, send me an email to my very modern email address, gregbudell@aol.com. It is such a cool way to stay in touch. You get this little CD, and you put it in your computer, and it shows you how to open an AOL account, so you can be hip like me. 4:44 is the time. We had a request for a thing Southern women say.
Yes.
All right. By the way, David Blackman, dvdailyupdate.com. He'll join us Saturday morning, but he just put a blog out that kind of summarizes all this action in Pennsylvania today. There's a lot of good stuff happening. David was on with us yesterday, and we were both like in the same space. I'm not going anywhere on this until there's something to base it on other than theory. We all got theories. 97% of Republicans think this election was stolen. That's not because they're sore losers, because we know it was stolen. What the other 3% believe, I have no idea. And even a third of Democrats have said, yeah, there was absolutely stuff going on.
we just had a listener called in, and he said, Biden's always saying, follow the science. And he said, well, the science is proving that it is not scientific the way the voting went. It doesn't add up.
On what planet does Joe Biden, with his early stage dementia, enjoy a 570,000 vote advantage over Donald Trump? What planet is that?
Rectum.
Planet Rectum. You'd have to be a citizen of Planet Rectum to believe. I'm still trying to figure out why people voted for him at all. That you hate Donald Trump that much that you can completely overlook the amazing accomplishments of his time in office. He's out Reagan, Ronald Reagan, in my opinion. It was a different game when Reagan was president. But if it weren't for that, if it weren't for this personalities before principle mindset we have in this country, Trump should have won all 50 states. I mean, a few close calls here and there, but he should have won all of them. Because what he did benefited everybody. What did you think? Let me ask those of you who don't like Donald Trump. Let's go back to late April, and you were watching your 4OK shrink to a small semblance of what it was 30 days previous. What were you hoping for at that point when the Dow was below 19,000 and the S&P, which had broken past 3, was below 2,500? What would you have settled for in 6 months? On that day, write a number down. What, assuming there's a bounce back, where would you like to see these numbers in 6 months? Nobody would have predicted that we would have skyrocketed to 30,000 on the Dow, 3,500 on the S&P and all the other indexes. Nobody. It was wishful thinking, but he made it happen. How many wars are we in right now? I think the answer is zero. Most of our troops are home, and those that aren't, most of them will be coming home. We are not acting like the world's policemen. It won't take Democrats long to get crap started with this country and that country. The peace in the Middle East will not last because the Democrats are anti-Semitic. They hate Israel, but they love Iran. So I ask, what kind of a toadstool looks at a country like Iran, where they openly chant for our demise in the streets, and wants to make a deal with them? That's John.
I'm John Kerry, and that's what we're going to do.
What a dwarf. All right, I'm going to start swearing in a minute, so I'm going to play this request for Things Southern Women Say, Part 10. 272-9228 if you have one.
Ain't no telling what she paid for that.
She's so skinny, she could get shade from a flagpole.
God love her.
You know, what's her name?
You know, what's her face?
You know, what's her nose? I got to Googling, and I figured it out.
Would it be tacky to leave my UT wreath up through Christmas?
She's so dumb, she thinks quarterback means she's getting change.
He's dumber than a pack of mayonnaise.
He's not here. He's out spotlight.
He's not here. He's at the races.
He's not here. He's out running his trot lines.
They got alligator nuggets on sale up at the Walmart.
Lord, what kind of hillbilly pill has she been chewing?
There's the country. They think a 7-course meal's a 6-pack and a bucket of chicken.
We got the hog wire up.
Ever notice how people in trailer parks have the best-looking pit bulls?
She thinks she's something because her house ain't on wheels.
Wonder what Peyton Manning would do.
I'm going to have to break down and buy a new vacuum cleaner.
I'm going to have to break down and buy a new washing machine.
I'm going to have to break down getting them made.
Coming up a gully washer. It's coming up a frog strangler.
I am happier than a tornado in a trailer park.
I'm happier than a pup with two tails.
I couldn't be happier if butter were fat-free.
I can't breathe in these Spanx panties.
I'm gonna get me a Miley Cyrus belly. Ew, my dog wouldn't eat that.
I'd rather suck a boil off a hog's butt.
I can't believe she said that in mixed company.
Beats all I ever did see.
She's had so much plastic surgery, she could donate her remains to Tupperware.
She's so trashy, she better not linger at the curb on garbage day.
Everything she's got is out on the showroom floor.
That boy's from the wrong side of the river.
He's so nasty, you couldn't clean him with a tater brush.
Girl, there's some things even Ajax can't clean.
Get those roly-polies out of your mouth.
I was a cheerleader, but now I'm a cheerleading coach.
Are you going to put her in dance?
Weather fitting and the Lord permitting.
Hey,
Well, Seth Spotlight was my hero. See, what happened was, many months ago, we went to Rich Thomas Electronics, and he was getting a new TV, so he gave us his old one. He had no place to put it. It still worked. It was a Sony, very nice. Actually, that was a lot more. It was. We checked it out today, going back through our history, 2.5 years ago. And it was a huge upgrade. I didn't have a big set. We had a bigger living room, but we still had like a, I don't know, 42 or 48 inch screen. So if you were sitting on a sofa or easy chair, you really, you know, it like wasn't like in your face. Not that that's important. A big TV isn't everything. But when Rich gave us his Sony, wow, man, 70 inches of HD glory. Yes. He'd had it for like 5 or 6 years, but it was still working fine. And we used it for 2.5 more. And then last week, it went bye-bye. So I called up and ordered. I wasn't planning on buying a TV, but I got the same size through Costco, you know, with all the bells and whistles, everything built into it, internet, all that stuff.
Did you get a Black Friday price?
I got a great price.
Good.
And so, and I, it's, you know, timing is everything. The set blew up. I needed to have something we could watch tomorrow.
Yeah.
So delivery set for Wednesday. And then miracle of miracles, the delivery people call and gave us a window right in the middle of the day. Perfect timing. And they showed up, get the set installed, and it's stunning. I mean, absolutely, the picture is great. Until we turned on the cable channels. You know, you go through the left side of the set, what's your input? Do you want, and all that Roku stuff is built into this, all YouTube, everything. But when you go to the place where you bring in the cable box, it looked like over-the-air video. It was terrible. The guy's looking, they said, this doesn't make any sense. Because, you know, when you switch back from one to the other, the difference was night and day. Apparently, Mr. Spotlow solved that issue.
Good.
So that's the way life can be. I'm grateful I was able to get us a television. And, Rich, we really loved that set every day. We got a lot, had a lot of great times with that TV. So thank you. It is 4:53. So apparently Mr. Spotlight was able to figure that out. He's going to be coming up to Baumhauer's tonight.
Yay. And he's bringing Rose, I think.
I believe so. That's our, we call the Wednesday before Thanksgiving homecoming day. In Chicago, because I stayed in Chicago and went to school. So on weekends, we went up to, there was a neighborhood bar named Red's, and everybody went there. And you would see the people that were away at school, they'd come home. And you hadn't seen them since they went away in September, whatever. Anyway, it was homecoming weekend. Chicago, the band, would come back to town and do a week's worth of shows at the Erie Crown Theater or one of the venues. And they would sell out like 14 shows over the course of a week, 10 to 14. And it was great. So I'm trying, we do that at Baumhauer. So if you're in town, don't sit around twiddling your thumbs. Come and join us for at least a little bit. Usually there till about 7:30 or so. And don't forget to mark Wednesday, December 9th down. That's our happy hour Christmas party event. And Santa Baumhauer has been very generous this year. We're going to have some nice stuff to give away. Maybe that night, do you think Jay Quellen will be able to rejoin us?
Maybe. If the baby's been vaccinated.
She loves the Baumhauers, as she calls them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, Delk and Tomlinson, this law firm, there are many people who have arrangements this weekend that are legally binding. You know, it's nice if you can work it out without, but they certainly know how important family is. And it happens. All of a sudden, an ex that you had an arrangement with ambushes you. They want to change the whole arrangement. You need not just people with great legal minds and expertise and experience, which you have in Dana Delk and Jonathan Tomlinson. You need to know that they're in your corner, that they have your back, that we got this. It's all about turning it over. If you try to manage a situation like that on your own, you're only going to make it worse. I can guarantee you that from experience. Turn it over, but turn it over to people that really know their stuff and know what they're doing and appreciate the emotional impact a situation like that can have on the individual. Reach out to them at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Or divorcefromalabama.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They are wrapping up the accident, Highway 82 at Doster Road, but we understand we might possibly still have some boots on the ground there. Use caution. Also, two new accidents where we had one earlier up in Prattville. Fairview Avenue, or what used to be called Highway 14, right near I-65 at Interstate Park Loop. Now, one of the accidents is in the lane headed to Millbrook, right near the Burger King. The other one in the lane coming from Millbrook, somewhere right there from the interstate up maybe to near Long Lewis. Just use caution. We've had both of those reported in the last couple of minutes. Elsewhere around Montgomery, we are very busy everywhere. The boulevard, congestion at all the major intersections, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everything for the holidays is at Vermeer Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Vermeer Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
This is the time of year for sharing what you're thankful for. And our customers are at the top of the list. Happy Thanksgiving for Brubaker Motors. It's better at brubaker.com.
It's almost turkey time. This is your Thanksgiving countdown.
This is it. Just one day left to mix some very potent pre-dinner cocktails so that your family won't realize what a terrible cook you are.
Hey, this mincemeat and or stuffing is really good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Every great pool has a great pool partner. And I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years. That's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School online.